Okay. Hi, everyone. I'd just like to say that the Pittsburgh literary community is pretty amazing, and that White Whale Bookshop has proven to be a real linchpin of our community, and our thanks really go out to them, to Joan and to Chris for organizing this. What follows is maybe a little bit different. I've got a new chapbook coming out of haiku, and so I have a few of those poems and one ghazal. So there's a few haiku, a ghazal, and a few haiku. This I saw out our back door. 27 sparrows swaying on a wire. No masks required. And this is the only poem that I'm going to read that I've read before. I read it at our ACLU reading a few years back. Outside the polling place, two halves of a worm wriggling. Eating Cheetos at the farmer's market, the farmer's son. And this is a poem about childhood, which for me was many, 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 many years ago. And when I was a kid, we'd spend our nickel and dimes on baseball cards. And when we got a duplicate, we'd attach it to our spokes of our bikes and make some god-awful noise. And this is about that. Yogi Berra in the bicycle spokes, going all the way. This is a ghazal, a Middle Eastern form. I'm going to let it explain itself. This is entitled Those Falling Petals. Assisi wrote that at times, God too will stop, kneel, and pray. At Rehoboth Beach, dolphins skim waves, such silence in their wake. In the morning, as the dawn opens up, the moonflowers all close. This is the very essence of young love, minus its so, so sweet pain. Friend, step with me into the light and through the door of metaphor. See the stones and the tulips and the lovers and roses and single flaming sword. The sparrows in the garden will never cease singing, so why should I? If you think these things different, it's time to stop thinking for a while. Once upon a time, you were unalive, and now you're undead. Again, you'll be unalive, which should untie any Gordian knots. Celebrate the falling petals as you do the blossoming rose, my love. The question blossoming in the next bed is yes, just that, my friend. That's right, I have no argument with believers or unbelievers. Sit down, be quiet, and listen. Truth slips by in our silent wake. And a couple of more haiku. And I've been a librarian for 40 years, and I want to just second what was said earlier about the libraries. And, you know, if people need any information on any side of an issue, they need help, we do a lot of social work. come on in. Any of the libraries in the county can help. Haiku. Song sparrow in the lilac, trilling away my life. And this one. Today you voted too, November morning glory. Hearing the finch, seeing the dragonfly, I lie again. And the final one, this is for everybody. Today's test will be open book, evening swallows. Thank you very much.